The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. Pfizer owns blood thinner patent, and their vax causes blood clots, creating billions in revenue. On the other end, did not know this, but Dr. Naomi Wolf dug into it. Very smart woman. Very, very intelligent to think, to look at that aspect of it. And I think this is huge news that should be widespread. It's the buried lead, as far as I'm concerned, in her interview with the War Room and Steve Bannon. So the vaccine has caused Pfizer to make money in more than one way. It causes the problem, which is blood clotting. And then when you go in, and if you are having blood clotting and thicker blood, we know happens from the vaccine, then they can prescribe you a blood thinner that Pfizer makes. Wow. Isn't that convenient for Pfizer? So they can make billions that way as well. And you can't sue them. Isn't that wonderful? Also, we're going to be talking about some horrific findings still from the Pfizer document dump that they didn't want you to see for 75 years. And can Pfizer lose its liability protection due to a whistleblower fraud case? If you prove it in court, will they lose their liability protection so that people can sue them? That actually is possible. That's what our laws say should happen. But the case has to go forward and is pending right now. And looks like it will go forward at some point. And if they win that case, that's what should happen. But with our corrupt, evil system, there's no telling if that actually will happen, even if they win the case, because we have corruption upon corruption in the United States. Dr. Naomi Wolf was on, again, the War Room, talking about the owning of blood thinners by Pfizer, and I want you to hear it firsthand. So take a listen.
Who creates blood thinners? I will give you two guesses. Who owns the patent for blood thinners? I won't make you guess. It is Pfizer. And Pfizer rolled this out in 2017. They bought Eliquil, a blood thinner. And they said, within 5 years, this will be $1 billion a year drug. Well, you know, people don't, their blood doesn't thicken in 5 years more, right? More of the population doesn't have blood clotting organically in 5 years.
Yeah, that's a great point she's making. How in the world did they know to invest in that? And they were saying they're going to make billions. How'd they know that tons and tons of people are going to need blood thinners? It's a question they should have to answer in front of court judges and at least in front of Congress in an investigation. Will they ever even be asked that question? Probably not. But I hope someday. More of Naomi Wolf.
But sure enough, the lipid nanoparticles, which are an essential part of the mRNA injection that Pfizer also rolled out in 2020, does thicken the blood. It's an industrial fat, and it thickens when the temperatures rise, when it's room temperature or body temperature, and it causes thick blood. It causes clotting. So I looked at a chart from Fierce Pharma, and it shows that by 2021. The top three drugs were like Comirnaty, allegedly Pfizer's mRNA injection for COVID, also Spikevax, another injection for COVID. And in the top five also was Eliquil, which is what millions and millions of people are now being prescribed to thin their blood now that their blood has been thickened by an industrial fat, which is designed to thicken what it's injected into. I just wanted to put that out there.
Also, when you go to the hospital and say you've got a blood clot, the first thing they say, they call it the Pfizer clot. And the first thing they do is they put you on blood thinners. And I know directly really? Two or three guys that, oh yeah, two or three guys have gone. And when they check in to emergency service, and these are people that give a lot of money, so the head of the hospital is going to meet them, but they're checking in with the staff and they go, yeah, I got the pain in the back of my leg. And without looking up, the nurse goes, oh, you got the Pfizer clot.
And they go,
what? Oh, yeah, no. They call it the Pfizer clot. And they put, and they, by the way, immediately they put them on the blood thinners immediately. So I want to make, I want to just say one thing you brought up the other day that's very powerful. And look, I know you come from this world. I do. We sit around the conference table, having the presentation, Boston Consulting Group's up there at the front. They come up with the term, and it's directed evolution.
Directed evolution.
That's a foghorn going off, fire bell in the night for American Lao Beijing. Understand that is, that's good things are not going to come from that. Okay. Directed evolution.
Yeah.
They would say, Naomi Bannon, you crazies over at the War Room and at Daily Cloud, all you nutcases, you wing nuts and conspiracy theorists. What we're trying to do is just get ahead of the curve. What we're trying to do in that is not gain of function, it's directed evolution. We're trying to take the virus, I don't know, 500,000 years in the future so that we can come up with those therapies and vaccines, and particularly the covariant every spring that we can come up with a new one. So we're just trying to protect mankind. What would be your response, Naomi Wolf, to the Pfizer PR department, comms department, putting out the word to Joy and Reed's staff that this is how you blow these wing nuts up?
Arguably, I mean, that's what our defense community is about, right? There is a reason for our military establishment to investigate bioweapons and to anticipate bioweapons that might be used against us. But it's also illegal. It's illegal for Pfizer to do it. In 2017, President Obama passed a law making it illegal to engage in gain of function research. And how short is Americans' memory that we were just having this debate a year ago?
Yeah, the gain of function is because Pfizer is caught by Project Veritas doing gain-of-function research, which is unbelievable. But really, let's go back to the amazing thing that Pfizer owns the patent for blood thinners, and that their vax causes blood clots. And right now, even though lots of people aren't getting the vaccine anymore, a lot of those people who got the vaccine are going to still give Pfizer a whole bunch of money when they go to the hospital for blood clotting, and already have. And Pfizer gets to make a ton of money on your blood clots that they gave you. So they cause it, and then they give you the treatment. Just like these globalists caused COVID-19, and then they said, oh, we have a treatment. It's a vaccine. A vaccine that they know can't work. Folks, I want you to know this for sure. Dr. Bhakti is an expert on the immune system, and most people don't know that there are two immune systems. And if you inject your blood with a vaccine for an airborne virus, you're guaranteed it will do absolutely nothing. It is a closed system. It does not interact with your other immune system, which is your lungs and your digestive tract. It barely interacts. And most people don't know this. So the vaccine for airborne viruses, any airborne virus, if someone comes up to you and says, I have a vaccine for this airborne virus, it's a lie. Just like the flu, it's a lie. It literally does nothing. You're putting it in your blood system. It will not protect your lungs. The airborne virus comes in and gets your lungs. And of course, will affect your head. And you will get the cold symptoms in your head and the runny nose and your lungs. Your blood system won't protect you from that. It's a whole different immune system. It is the sole reason why they can't ever cure the common cold. And if they can't cure the common cold, why do you think they can cure COVID-19, which is supposed to be a super cold? They can cure a super cold, but they've never been able to cure the common cold. Do you see? Do you see how you're being scammed? If they can cure COVID-19, then they've cured the common cold. They can easily cure the common cold, but they don't proclaim to cure the common cold. You want to know why? You know why they don't do that? Because they know everyone would know it's a scam in 1 year. They would all get in the injection. Yeah, this is going to cure me from the common cold. And then they're going to come down with the common cold and say, what the heck did my vaccine do? Now, this is basically what happened with COVID-19. Most people have woken up because they realize, holy cow, I still got sick. And they're labeling every COVID or coronavirus, excuse me, they label every coronavirus as COVID-19 now anyways. So when you get sick and if you go into the hospital and they give you a PCR test, they say, well, you have COVID-19. And you say, well, but I got the injection for COVID-19. You really don't even probably have COVID-19. That's the other scam. Remember how much they're lying to you. They don't even know if it's COVID-19. They're not looking under the microscope to see what kind of coronavirus you have. Did they swab you and then grab a microscope and say, now let's see exactly which coronavirus you have? No. If they swab you and you get a PCR test and it comes up positive, they lie and say, you've got COVID-19. They have no idea if it's COVID-19. None whatsoever. That's how big of a scam your medical system is. They are scamming you through this crap. And most of them don't even know it. How in the world do I know more about this than them? Oh, it gets me so angry. It gets me angry. Because if I can know all of this for a fact, then any person working in a hospital can know this for a fact if they want to. All it takes is 2 seconds of research. 2 seconds. And they don't do it. I'm frustrated with that. But how about some more findings from Dr. Naomi Wolf? Remember, Pfizer didn't want you to see this information for 75 years, but a court ordered that they had to release it. Now, even more horrific news. Take a listen.
Report 53. This is so shocking, I can barely bring myself to say it. 77% of cardiovascular adverse events from Pfizer's mRNA COVID shot occurred in women as well as in people under age 65. Additionally, 2 minors in the Pfizer documents suffered cardiac events. The bullet points are even more shocking. This is from 5.3.6 document, and cumulative analysis of post-authorization adverse event reports. And some of the highlights are half of the cardiovascular adverse events, meaning heart damage, right, were reported in the first 24 hours post-injection. Please absorb that. Half of them happened within a day after getting injected. There were 136 deaths, which equates to nearly 10% of all of the affected patients. 1 in 10 died.
Hold on. 1 in 10, 10% of those patients. They must have high-fived when they saw that, because that was the plan, between 10 and 15%. And if you don't think that was the plan, I have the proof that that was the plan, to use vaccines and abortion, which they don't flat out say, but I have Bill Gates flat out saying it. He'll say reproductive services, but vaccines to bring the population down. And they want to reduce it by 15%. This is Bill Gates openly saying this in 2010. And he's giving a speech, and I want you to see as much as you can, on CO2 and how it's so dangerous. We have to bring the population down. People as much as possible. And what he will do is show you that the population, first he jokes that we have to bring the population down to zero and the audience laughs. But he might not be joking. They just think he's joking. Secondly, then he tells you that the population is at 6.7 billion at the time, 2010. And they're worried it's going to reach 9 billion. Just so you know, we just reached 8 billion. But that it might not go any higher thanks to the vaccines. They're telling you they were not. Bill Gates was telling you in 2010, we're trying very hard. We're not going to let the population reach 9 billion. And we're going to use vaccines. He says this, vaccines. Then he says something else in between. I can't remember. And then he says reproductive services. What he means is abortion. Remember, his father sat on the board of Planned Parenthood. He's all about abortion, Bill Gates. So he's clearly talking about depopulation. Reproductive services, he's talking about stopping people from having babies by aborting the babies. He's trying to bring the population down by 15%. He's hoping so it never reaches 9 billion. We just reached 8 billion, and we probably will not reach 9 billion thanks to this very plan he laid out in 2010. Watch it with your own eyes.
So let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. That's back from high school algebra. But let's take a look. First, we've got population. The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. But there.
Did you hear it? You're going to have to rewind this video because he says it's so casual. But he says, first thing, vaccines. He's talking about health services. That's probably the remdesivir, what they did with COVID. They gave people remdesivir through health services to kill them. So that was fulfilled. He said this in 2010. Reproductive services, of course, abortion. And look at the Democrats pushing for abortion everywhere. So they want to depopulate you through abortion. But number one thing he said is vaccines. He said between 10 to 15%. And I just played you Dr. Naomi Wolf talking about in the trials, Pfizer must have been excited because that was their goal. Bill Gates told you their goal. That was their goal. He said it. He meant it in depopulation. It wasn't a mistake. He wasn't accidentally saying vaccines. He was literally letting you know we're going to use vaccines to kill people, hopefully around 10 to 15% of the entire population of the world, because we cannot reach 9 billion. That's exactly what he's saying, and no one can say he's not saying that unless they're a flat-out liar and a scumbag and a demon-possessed person who wants to depopulate the earth themselves. That's what you are if you disagree, because you're a liar. He said it, and he meant it, and he leads the way with this vaccine. It's right there. They always tell you. Let me go back to Dr. Naomi Wolf where I left off.
Patients who are affected. Of the total of 1,403 patients, 946 or 66% had severe adverse events. Even as horrible as these numbers are, Pfizer gamed even worse numbers by excluding from the heart-related adverse events the categories of myocarditis and pericarditis. They peeled them out of this column of cardiovascular events, even though by now we all know that myocarditis and pericarditis are heart damage. We know that. Instead, they reported those adverse events under a totally separate category, immune-mediated autoimmune category, and that artificially lowered these numbers. So as horrible as these numbers are, they're artificially lower than the...
Yeah, they're artificially lowered. You know what that is? Fraud. They committed fraud within their own study, and they're caught red-handed. And there is a whistleblower that came out of Pfizer saying this is what they were doing. The stats that we're using from their documents, they're all fraudulently tainted. The numbers are probably much worse, according to the whistleblower. They were committing all kinds of fraudulent manipulation of the data. And there's going to be a court case about it. Take a listen.
Another whistleblower that is arguably the most significant whistleblower in history, Brooke Jackson. She is the Pfizer whistleblower that came forward in 2020, and she oversaw Pfizer clinical trial sites and witnessed an egregious amount of fraud, and in all her 20 years of experience had never seen anything like it before. So she came forward. She first went up the chain. She went to the FDA. She went to Pfizer. She tried to ring the alarm. And when she did that, when she went to the FDA, she lost her job within hours. They called her and said she wasn't a good fit anymore. So obviously they did not want the wrongdoing to be exposed, but she has evidence that of substantial fraud where Pfizer wanted them to change certain data points, and people that were working at fast food restaurants the week before were in the clinical trial sites giving vaccines to people. Things that I think are really shocking. But what's so significant about Brooke's case, she's working, her attorneys now are Warner Mendenhall and Robert Barnes, but her case is so significant because it's the one case that I'm aware of, other than Ron DeSantis' grand jury that he's convened, that could overturn the liability immunity for Pfizer. Because if the case, if they find that it is the case that the contract that Pfizer signed with the United States government was based on fraud, then the False Claims Act can overturn that and free up the ability for people to sue Pfizer for harm and wrongdoing based on the fact that they had fraudulent data, that they lied on behalf of the American people. Right now, it is being held in a court, in federal court, by a Trump-appointed judge in East Texas. And hopefully that they'll be able to move forward soon, and they'll move on to discovery. So they're having a lawyer conference in Atlanta in March 25th and 26th. And that her couple of her attorneys are hosting that along with other panelists to try to educate other attorneys on how to take down these bad actors and these bad corporations.
Yes, let me pause that there. If you're an attorney and you're watching this and you want to go after these evil punks, you're all fired up. If you're an attorney and you really, really are fired up about this, let me play a little more because they're going to give the information again, because they're going to have a conference to teach you exactly how you can get these punks.
And how to help people that are involved, that have lost their jobs because of the mandates, and, you know, help guide attorneys and educate them on how they can help people.
When's it going to be in Atlanta? Because we want to cover this. We want to make sure everybody gets access to it. Do you know the dates of when it's going to be?
Yes, it's going to be March 25th and 26th. If you go to vacsafety.org, they have it listed on the events page there. The Vaccine Safety Research Foundation, Steve Kirsch's foundation, that I also get to help work with. They are the ones hosting this and putting it together and helping arrange everything and really try to amplify these voices, because everyone wants to take down the bad guys. But right now, the bad guys need help, too. They need attorneys in the fight, and they need funding. Everybody wants to do and help and ask for all these people to be taken down. But you have to have attorneys in the fight in order to make that happen.
Yes, we need the attorneys. We need the good attorneys. And we also need God. But I think God's judgment on America is coming. I think part of the reason God has to judge America is because we poisoned the entire world with a bioweapon, including killing our own people. That's how wicked and evil our country has become. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father except through him. You better accept that, repent, and turn to him. I love you guys. See ya! Hey guys, have you ever checked out the Daniel Natal show at thenewamerican.com? If you haven't, you need to. It's very highly intellectual. It's very unique in the way that it comes at the issues of the day. I mean, when I say highly intellectual, what I'm saying is of course, if you put me and Daniel in the same room, Daniel's the smartest guy in the room. Daniel's probably the smartest guy in the room in almost most rooms that he enters. So check out the Daniel Natal show. It is really cool. You will like it. Check it out at thenewamerican.com.